Bless and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Welcome, guys, to this special edition of the Experiencing Real Life podcast. This is Troy Brewer, and today, guys, we're going to be getting into the Revelation Report. Like, what is that? Well, it's something that my good friend Jamie Galloway and I do every single Tuesday live online. And if you know me on social media, friends, you know how to plug into that every single 12 o'clock noon Tuesday, right? And we're actually going through the entire book of Revelation, line by line, scripture by scripture. We are not saying that we have any authority at all in any of this, except for we do believe in the authority of the scriptures. And guys, I also know that I cannot stand biblical illiteracy. I just can't stand it. I also cannot stand kingdom illiteracy. And we're taking on hell with a water pistol and going, look, you can't say that you're a prophetic person if you're not going to be biblically prophetic. So let's don't be afraid of this. Let's jump in. I think one of the things is people are not only afraid of the content that's in it, they're also afraid of the arguments that come out of it. And I'm not scared of any of that. So get ready for this. You're going to like this. Get ready to meditate upon what it is that you hear. Get ready to grab something once you hear God speak. Friends, this is the Revelation Report.
I'm going to read out of Revelation 18, and then I want to ask you your commentary.
Okay, let's go.
Are we going off of verse one here, or we start off later?
You're actually in verse one. And hey, listen, let's be determined to get all the way through. So we're going to go through all 24 verses here. Okay, so let's do this.
Yeah, after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. Mm. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon, the great is fallen, has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every soul. For every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury.
Yep.
Okay. What's going on here?
Okay, so this is after these things. So there's actually a sequence that he wants to point out. Now, this is in sequence, okay? So yeah. A lot of people think that Revelation 17 and Revelation 18 are the same thing. And there's a lot of really smart people that think that. A whole lot smarter people than me think that. But where I think I would disagree is that is because it starts off with, okay, after these things, I saw that. And then we go through this, and the first thing that we see is this angel coming down out of heaven having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. Okay, light and authority are the same. Light is a manifestation of authority.
Okay.
So when Jesus says, I am the light of the world, he's saying I have authority over all the world. Mm. Okay. So that's an interesting thing. And guys, the Bible says that light maketh manifest, right? That light brings things out into the open, right? And so when you see with great authority, you also see great light. So light, authority, truth, revelation, all of those things are all kind of within the same vertical, okay? And then he says, he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen and become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. Okay. Mm. A bird in the Bible, in this sense, represents demonic activity. So Jesus, you remember the parable of the sower, right?
Yeah.
And the whole thing, the birds come in and take away the seed, right? So in this case, it literally means demonic activity. Yeah, you clearing your throat?
Are you guys there? Can you hear me?
Max Headroom, are you with me? Hello, Max. Hello,
you.
It's terrible. I think there's some demonic activity going on right now, man. Are you there, buddy? Okay, we'll see if Jamie can join us again here in just a minute. And I trust and pray that he will be able to do that. Digital manifest. Sarah Savage says, that's hilarious. Digital manifest. That's so great. Okay. And then it says this in verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive of her plagues. I want to just tell you, this other voice, I think the reason why it's another voice is because we're looking at real time as far as reading about this. And we're looking as far as real time, as far as it being played out. I think that that voice is speaking to us and go, you better jump off that train. Man, you need to jump off that train. You better get out of that mess. Do not be a part of that, right? And it says, render to her just as she has rendered to you, and you repay her according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed double for her, in the measure that she has glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow, for she says in her heart, I sit as a queen, and I am no widow, and I will not see sorrow. Therefore, her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine. It describes her plagues, death, mourning, and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. Okay. Then it says the kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, the great city Babylon, the mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come. Now, three different times in Revelation chapter 18, three different times it says in 1 hour. And that's a big deal. Okay. So there's an hour. There's the hour of Revelation. There's the day that's mentioned within Revelation. There are all these sequences that are prophetic, that are prophetically spoken. And this one, it says in 1 hour. And then it says, and the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys the merchandise anymore. And then it goes into a description of all of those different kinds of merchandises. And then in verse 15, it says, the merchants of these things who became rich by her will stand at a distance for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing and saying, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls for 1 hour. That's the third time. Such great riches came to nothing. Every shipmaster, all who traveled by ships and sailors, they stood at a distance and cried out, and who saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what is like this great city? Who has ever seen anything like it? And then they threw dust on their heads and they cried out, weeping and wailing, alas, alas, great city in which we all had her wealth. In 1 hour, she's made desolate. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you of her. For God has avenged you of her. I think that Jamie has made it back with me. Hey, Jamie, you there, bro?
Man, I'm here, buddy. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened.
Well, it's okay.
Some kind of technical difficulty.
You sounded like Hoyt Axton there for a few minutes, and I didn't know what happened, but you're back.
Okay, I'm back. Okay.
You're back, bro. You're back.
All right, here we go. So you're okay. Reading it off.
Right on. And I'm going to finish this off, and then I'm going to point out some cool stuff when you talk about it. Then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, thus with violence the great city Babylon shall be thrown down and shall be found no more. I got to get to that part right there, because that is so much. That's crazy cool. Mm. Now, remember, it'd be like, hey, let me show you a movie, okay? All right, so this emperor of Japan, who, by the way, whenever World War II was happening, the emperor of Japan was the 666th emperor.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. He was number 666.
Oh,
and we dropped
gosh.
Two bombs on him. We dropped a bomb on him in Hiroshima, and we dropped another one, and he's dang lucky we didn't drop one straight on top of his head, because if I'd have been in charge, I would have. So yep. It's a good thing I'm not in charge. But their campaign to rape and pillage and enslave all the rest of Asia and torture to death anybody that their campaign of terror really rivaled the Nazis. It rivaled. And the two of those great peoples had to be taken out as nations. And I've heard knuckleheads say we should apologize for that. Oh no, 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 no. As a matter of fact, they should say thank you that we gave them back their nations and handed it to them in a way to where they could thrive. Now I'm sorry, but that's just what I think. Now here's what I want to tell you, Jamie. If you go back to a couple of hundred years before that, when there was a great revival that happened in Japan, there was a reigning emperor that gathered up all the Christians in Japan, and he crucified them all by the tens of thousands, and he publicly crucified them in two places, Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Wow.
Those are the two places where all the Christians were rounded up and were crucified. And those were the two places where fire, like nobody had ever seen, was dropped upon those two places, and everybody in the world put their hand over their mouth and says, who has ever seen anything like this? Nobody has. Okay, that's exactly the description here, but at a whole different level. And as a matter of fact, it says this, Jesus said this, you cause any of my little ones to stumble. Okay. By the way, when I talk to all you guys that are into porno, when I talk to all you guys that are looking at kids on the web, when I talk about you guys that are lusting after children and you think that's cool, Jesus says it's better that a millstone be tied around your neck and you thrown into the sea. I'm sorry to be so passionate about that, but I saved these little girls, and I'm telling you, I'm tired of it. I am so outraged over it. I am so like, really, really and truly, that's what you have to do? You have to victimize and sexualize children. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Millstone. A millstone.
From the very beginning, the Lord has called our tribe to be the hands and the feet of King Jesus to the poor and to the world's most vulnerable. We have been demonstrating the heart of the Lord in at least 53 nations throughout the world by building nearly 100 water wells, schools and homes for orphans, leprosy villages in India, and even now we are feeding more than 3,000 people every single week right here in the United States through our local food banks. Several years ago, we built a massive effort to save boys and girls from the terrors of sexual slavery. You know, the number of redeemed children is now in the thousands, thousands of kids rescued, and those numbers are growing every single day. When you partner with Troy Brewer Ministries, not only are you helping me preach the gospel, but you're actually helping me demonstrate it through selfless acts of redemption and also helping us see a little boy or a little girl saved in every way that a child can be saved. We know we can't do it alone, so we're asking you to prayerfully consider being a part of our tribe. When you call us today, or when you go to troybrewer.com, and once you partner with us, not only will you receive the blessing of God for this great kingdom effort, but you will also receive free access to our video teaching platform at troybrewer.tv. It's video on demand, point, click, and have your life change. It's all of my school of ministry, all of my school of prophecy, all of my videos called Numbers That Preach, all of my pulpit teaching, and even all of my conferences with guests from all over the planet Earth. This is our free gift to all of our monthly partners, and I encourage you to take advantage of it. Go to troybrewer.com and partner with us today.
It literally says, let me tell you, it's like what happens when there's whenever a millstone is thrown into the water. Okay, that's two different pictures. One, it has to do with the killing of children. Secondly, and the verse previous above that, it says, rejoice over her, O heaven, and you, holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you. The second one is a picture of displacement.
Mm.
So when you throw a rock into the water and you move the water, it is a picture of displacement. And that's the kingdom coming. And let me tell you what Babylon is going to be displaced with, Brother Jamie, the holy city, New Jerusalem, which comes down as a bride. It's going to be replaced. So it's displaced. And there is a judgment that is actually involved.
Wow. Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, that's good, man. You know, I'm reading it towards the end of Revelation 18. It kind of gives you a clue as to the exact location that this is going to happen, because it's called Mystery Babylon. And so it's not Babylon geographically. It's a mystery Babylon. And then it says in verse 24, it says, "And in her blood was in her was found the blood of prophets and saints and of all who were slain on the earth." Mm-hmm. And Jesus said this very interesting thing, you know, a prophet's not without honor except in his hometown. Then he goes on and he says, it cannot be that a prophet does not die outside Jerusalem or dies outside Jerusalem. So he literally says a prophet has to die inside Jerusalem. And so it's given us a clue that this mystery Babylon would be located in a Jerusalem, a capital environment over the whole world. And this is the Antichrist system. He will set up his camp there and sort of come in, as it says, he'll come in and declare himself to be God in the temple. And so when we talk about this, a lot of people get hung up. Well, doesn't God want to, can you guys hear me or see me?
Well, listen, we can hear you just fine.
Hey, but that's
you look
fine.
Like you look like you're being robbed. I don't know if you can see.
Help me, I'm being robbed. That is funny. That is so funny. Okay.
It looks like a freeze from the Poseidon Adventure when you first see the wave for the first time. It's something like that. So okay. Listen, I'm going to take you off of here because I love you, okay?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want that picture out of me. And I'm not as good looking as you. If I was good looking, I certainly would be offended. Now, for me, that'd be the best picture taken me all day, but that's okay. So right on. So he says, so he's talking about it coming out of Jerusalem and it being a geo. It doesn't necessarily mean Babylon as far as the actual location of that. Here's what it does mean, though. I want to tell you this. At the end of the book of Jeremiah. Yeah. All these daggum chapters in Jeremiah, and he's crying and he's upset and it's rough. And then it ends with him saying, okay, write down everything that Babylon has ever done, tie it to a millstone and throw it in the water, because that's the way Babylon's going to end. And he actually prophesies that at the end of the book of Jeremiah. Well, this is the fulfillment of that. And what did he do? He bawled and squalled. And by the way, I'm going to tell you this, Jeremiah bawled and squalled and from a place called Jeremiah's Cave. And like, I don't know, nobody knows where Jeremiah's Cave was. Yeah, you do. Where was it? It was right outside of what's called now the Damascus Gate. You know what else is right? What's right outside of what's called the Damascus Gate? Golgotha. His cave was literally at the place where he bawled and squalled and he cried, and he's the weeping prophet and he's lamenting and he's mourning. He's on the very same real estate as where King Jesus would be crucified. Whoosh, nothing but net. Okay. Guys, joining me from another studio is someone who does have his act together, Pastor AJ. Hello, my friend.
Dude, what's going on, PT?
What's going on, little brother? How are you, man?
I'm doing real good.
Pastor AJ, you heard all this. Listen, God is going to finish Babylon.
Yes,
He's going to finish it. And he is going to deal with it. Everything that has ever separated us from the love of God, everything that has ever persecuted us, anything that has ever threatened us, everything that has ever said, no, 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 we own you. I own you, and yeah. Jesus Christ does not own you. I'm telling you, Jesus is going to show up, and it's going to be like the day that we dropped a bomb on Hiroshima. It's like, no. It's not going to go this way. This is the way it's going to go, and we're not playing. I want to tell you, you amplify that by 10 million, and I want to say this to you, that it says actually in Revelation 18, it says that it's a lot like how Sodom and Gomorrah fell, right? Gives its description. Okay, well, I want to just tell you, man, this city is designed to devour the innocents. That it feeds off of the blood of God's people.
Come on.
And there's a day coming. You know, when I think about Martha, when I think about that beautiful little girl, man, that we rescued last week, and just the system, okay, the merchandise system that enslaved her, that's Babylon. That's exactly what this thing is talking about, dude. The fact that you can generate money by enslaving other human beings, and that someone can live luxuriously and they have pleasure from how they enslave children? No. See, you don't be nice with that.
Yeah.
You show up, and I know this limp-wristed generation that we live in today doesn't like this. I don't like your warfare speech. Well, too bad. Yeah, I told somebody last week, they were writing hate mail to us and said, you have too much warfare speech. And I told them, I said, I'll give up my warfare speech if I can still keep James, Jude, and the book of Revelation. Thank you very much. So no, it is warfare. This is true warfare at its finest. And Jesus is the hero.
And it's like you tell us, Pastor Troy, it's time for the church to actually rise up. It's time to actually be what he has called us to be, and that is a battleship and not a cruise ship.
Come on.
It's time for, this is honestly when silence means you're actually being a part of it. It's time for us to speak up.
Silence is compliance to the Antichrist spirit. And that's what, you know, that's what Brother Ronald Reagan said. All it takes for evil to move forward is for good men to say nothing or do nothing. Just sit there and let it happen. And not on our watch. You know, wait, I think that Jamie joined us again. Wait, let me see.
Oh, there he is, bro.
Well, you know what happened was I got on my computer today and I got really excited because it says you have an update. And I'm like, yes.
Oh. Have you ever done that? An update. Yeah, what a great update. Well, you know what, my friend? I appreciate you joining me, man. And I appreciate what you're doing. Thank you, man. I love you. And thank you for adding to what we're talking about. Just how do you want to finish that up?
Man, you know, here's the thing. It's like the Lord is saying, I mean, you have to be blind to not see that we're in this time. We're coming towards this. It's like we're coming to the head of whatever this story is that we're reading in Revelation. And I don't think it's a coincidence that we're on this subject. A lot of people around the world are feeling this and they want to know what to do. And so I'm going to ask you, Troy, what do we do about all of this stuff that we're reading in Revelation 18? How do we, you know, basically gear up, get equipped, get resourced, and get in the game and fight this good fight of faith? What does that look like?
Thank you, Jamie. I would say this first and foremost at all. Your fidelity with King Jesus matters more now than you can possibly imagine. Mm-hmm. Any part of us that is willing to set out for the luxuries of this world and for the approval of men, those things are being brought to light right now. And here's what I'd say. Repent. Repent and be more in love with Jesus than you have ever been, ever, 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 and say, I will not be a part of that whole world system. I will not... Here's the deal. Nobody's going to separate me from King Jesus. I'm going to be hopeful. I'm going to be watchful. I'm going to be looking. I would also say this as well. Equip yourself. You need to arm yourselves and you need to equip yourself with the Word of God. You need to be plugged into communities that are hopeful, that are actually doing the kingdom stuff. If you're living in a quarantine crate, get out and do the kingdom stuff right now. Listen, Jesus is all around us. There are people who need help all around us. There is something that we can do. There's a grace that is upon us right now. Shake it off and say, well, what if? Well, no, I would say this. Don't live life according to what if. Live life according to even if.
Yeah. Right?
Even if. This Come is on. What I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to do it. This matters. This is important. I have a voice in this generation. I can tell you, Jamie, I can confidently look into this camera and say to everybody that's watching, you have a significant place in the kingdom right now. Maybe more now than ever, ever, ever before. You are made for this. You are born for this. Don't give it up. Don't sell it out. Don't do that. And I would encourage you, listen, you got to know the Word of God. You got to know what Jesus is speaking into your life. You have to know who Jesus is to you and who you are to him. And you have to be a part of kingdom community. You have to do that.
That's amazing, man. You know, a lot of people don't know where to begin. Guys, I want to encourage you, go to Prophetic Life. Is it propheticlife.com? How do we find that, Troy?
It's actually at troybrewer.com, or you can
go
call
to
that
troybrewer.com. Guys, and with Prophetic Life, and I love what Troy's doing, you know, this whole thing of discipleship really needs to be realized in the body of King Jesus. And, you know, we have this sort of system of discipleship that's only available to a handful of people. But when we democratize discipleship and make it available to the masses, that's what Jesus came to do. He wanted to make sure that everyone in the kingdom could get in the game. And this is a great way to actually jumpstart your life in the prophetic and in the kingdom. And so, and you guys, by this subscription, you support the projects that you're doing around the world. And so that young girl is part of that incredible thing that you guys are doing around the world. And you're taking the resource of finance from all of these different ways of plugging people in and turning it into kingdom results. And so prophetic life. Now, what you guys meet on Wednesdays, right?
Are you talking about as far as church goes?
Prophetic life.
Yeah. Yeah. We meet on Tuesdays directly following this one at 1 o'clock. And then we also meet again on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock. And then we meet spontaneously throughout the week at other times.
Come on, man.
So, yeah.
I love that, Troy. Thank you for doing that.
And we have a time of questions and answers, and we do all that kind of stuff. We have different topics, and we just walk through all that stuff. Well, Jamie, you're excellent at discipling people as well. And I praise God for you, and I love you, man. I'm grateful for you. And I'm glad to do life with you, man.
I love you, buddy. Thank you very much. AJ, you're all right, man. Thanks for covering me.
Jamie, thank you so much, man, for not taking yourself so seriously. And thank you, man, for the attitude you have. I love you, man.
That's okay. I love you.
Okay.
See ya.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye. Wow. Pastor AJ, Jamie Galloway, right on.
Man. I love that guy, man. He is awesome, bro.
I do too. He's a cool cat, and we're privileged, man, to know him and to hang out with him. And I encourage you guys to look him up and go to jamiegalloway.com and do all that. Well, Pastor AJ, thanks so much, man.
Man, thank you. And thank Jamie, man. I really appreciate you guys. You guys are always spot on, man. Well, spot on.
You know what? Next week, guys, we will be going to Revelation chapter 19, and things begin to change quite a bit. We're getting off into, you know, there's only 22 chapters in the book of Revelation, and we're almost finished up with it, and we're going to be running through this. There's so much hope in this. And again, if you look at this like, well, it's just terrible judgment. Oh, no, it is terrible judgment, and it is the ending of a war that needs to be done with. Needs to be done with. Not going to carry it out any longer. Not going to try and get along with you guys anymore. We're done. We are tired of you killing God's people. And God says, and Jesus is like, I told you I would show up for you. I told you I would do this. And this is how I'm going to play it out. You need to know, guys, that the Lord is your avenger, that King Jesus loves you. He is a God of justice. I know that there's so many things that are just so wrong in this world. I want to tell you, have patience. Wait upon the Lord. Let God Almighty work forgiveness within you. Let those things play out. Let redemption have its work, because a day will come where he'll be like, no, no, it's over now, and it will be over. And I'm looking for the return of King Jesus.
Come on.
All right, my friend. Well, thank you so much, Pastor AJ.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that was my good friend, Pastor AJ Adriel Izaguirre. And he is over in the other studio. He's going to be joining me and all my friends online that join me for the Prophetic Life, which is my online community. It's exclusive, so if you haven't signed up, man, you need to go sign up for it. We'll have a time of question and answers, and we'll be talking about the inner workings on what are our major values when it comes to rescuing people, how all that works, and then actually how, and then what we do and how we do it, and how we have learned, and what, where we have holes at, what we're trying to learn, how do you overcome those kinds of problems. I'm going to share all that with you guys on the Prophetic Life, so still be sure and join me. Plus, I would imagine we'll be praying a lot. I'll be answering questions, all that kind of cool stuff. All right, my friends, that's all the time that I have for today. And until the next time I see you, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody.